Wednesday, war against the remnant. In verse 14 and 15 in Revelation, we read, to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. The dragon here is a symbol for the papacy, and all true Christians, especially after the Reformation, were persecuted and they fled to North America. Waters are people, armies, soldiers sent by Rome. And to flee, it was possible to flee to North America. The earth helped the refugees. The earth. It is the continent of America. That's the earth. The water, the people in Europe. And the earth helped the woman. So North America, such a huge land, nearly no people who settled there, only some Indians. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. So they got peace there. Romans' arms were not so long to persecute them across the Atlantic. This is the political situation, and we see here that there is an orange and green line down here and here as well. When Portugal and Spain were the two superpowers, they asked the Pope to divide the planet Earth between these two superpowers. And the Pope said, okay, Portugal gets this one here in the middle, and Spain gets this one on the left and on the right. And it, in a way, it was like this, only in Brazil, the Portuguese came a little bit over across this line. And here in the Philippines, the Spanish army came a little bit into Portuguese area. The whole planet divided between two superpowers. But the Spanish fleet, it was destroyed 1588, Armada, the big Armada, when it sailed to England, storms, and the power of Spain was broken, and the power of Portugal was broken in 1755, and a big earthquake, the tsunami, destroyed Lisbon. And other nations came forward, like France and England. They became the next superpowers, and Netherlands, and then Germany, and so on. But there is a spiritual fight that goes on. Because we read in verse 17, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. There's a spiritual warfare going on in history. The serpent with his demons, the dragon, fighting behind the scenes against the saints, against those who follow Jesus. He hates them, and he wants to kill all of them. But we have a big helper in Jesus Christ.